First Class, Brandon Nelson, on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Operation Fulmine, and a Trilateral Agreement. The 31st Medical Group at Aviano Air Base hosted Operation Fulmine, a situation-based medical training designed to build familiarity with a variety of combat injuries. This interagency training brought together members from across the Department of Defense and the Italian Air Force to learn and practice medical techniques in a fast-paced, hands-on environment.
Hey, I got casualties over here!
Operation Fulmine consists of TCCC for canines, training on ventilators and monitors, virtual reality simulations, briefings from EOD and veterinarians, and a capstone with a field exercise to simulate treating and evaluating patients in a deployed environment. The two-day event had participants from Aviano's 31st Medical Group, Air Force Reservists from the 916th and 943rd Aerospace Medicine Squadron, Army soldiers from the 173rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and Dentec Vicenza, as well as members of the Italian Air Force. Lieutenant Colonel William Gitchell, commander of the 943rd Aerospace Medicine Squadron at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, explains the value of reservists coming to Aviano for this training.
Building coalitions between our airmen, our soldiers, and our partners in the Italian Air Force is really a big benefit for us. When you train with people that you're not familiar with, you make those connections, and it also makes the training a little bit more effective. When you do that training off station, it flexes that mobility muscle for us. It keeps us ready to get out the door.
Gitchell also says that it is often difficult for reservists to get this quality of intensive hands-on training, but by participating in Operation Fulmine, airmen completed two-thirds of their annual simulation requirements. I'm Senior Airman Elijah Doherty, AFN News.
Trilateral Agreement. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Vernon Young. The leaders of three countries' air forces, the U.S., United Kingdom, and Australia, signed an agreement to work together on development of the Wedgetail Airborne Early Warning and Control Aircraft. The joint vision statement commits the three countries to work together for mutual benefit in the aircraft's capabilities, evaluation and testing, and interoperability. Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown Jr., who signed the statement, says collaboration and interoperability are critical for a warfighting advantage. He adds that Trilateral Agreement is another step in the enduring relationship between the three countries, and it signals a commitment to future security. The U.S. Air Force awarded Boeing a contract for the E-7A Wedgetail prototype in February. It's slated to replace the E-3 AWACS. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson.